Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, tradition continues to the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's hump day with Swanee and friends, Dane Swan, Samantha Riches. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, people are going to think that's a sample that we put in each week. It's like on the track. It's not. Dane, like, I looked at him.
Everyone clears their throats before they start talking.
Yeah, before we start the show, though. Like, I even pause before I hit record, thinking, oh, he'll go now.
So we caught up with each other 7.5 years ago, just before the Super Bowl with Ben Graham.
And since before
7.5 years ago.
It feels like that long ago.
Oh, yeah, got you.
Dad joke. You should be up with them.
Tom Brady, Collingwood's imploded, Eddie's gone, Victoria's locked down, and Daddy Dane. Congratulations. Or as my mob would say, mazel tov.
Yeah,
Google that one.
Yeah, no.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So obviously one of, you know, the most surreal and, you know, one of the most amazing things obviously has happened to me, one of the most surreal things. Does that happen? Would you like to hear about it?
I'd love to hear about it.
I think our listeners would like to.
Righto. Just before the baby was born.
So can you confirm now that the baby has been born? Because we both asked you and you avoided the question.
Yeah, no, he's been born. But we're talking about the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Right, absolutely.
So, mate, it's surreal. The week leading up to the baby being born, the air conditioner was getting fixed at home. So two blokes come over and fix the air conditioner. Now they fucking fiddle around with it for a bit and they got it sorted. Now, as they were leaving, I've been there an hour and a half, give them a, you know, glass of water and stuff like that. One of the guys goes, "Do you mind if I use your toilet?"
Oh, God.
And, like, so we've got, three levels and I've got a toilet on each level. Middle level is sort of kitchen, master bedroom. So the only toilet on the middle level is in the master bedroom. So there's a toilet on the roof and there's a toilet downstairs near Taylor's office where she's working in that. So he gets the toilet and, man, I reckon about 10 or 15 minutes later, I've come down and gone, fuck, you know, how was it? And she's like, he's still in there. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh, my God.
And maybe about 15 minutes later, he come out and, like, snuck out and I was like, I'm not going in there. And then this waft just
That is so rude.
Didn't shut the door. And walk, like, probably, maybe there's so in our house at home, there's a toilet door, and then there's no, like, there's bedrooms up the front, but there's no door to Taylor's office, kind of like an open sort of plan thing. So the wife just came out. She still has not used our toilet. Even then, I went in there, and he didn't even use the toilet brush.
No!
Oh, no.
Can you believe that? Like, that's the most amazing thing that's ever happened. I was like, he cannot be dead set. So he's fixed me air conditioner for an hour and a half. Had a drink of water, which I guess is fine. And then asked if I could use. So I think, wouldn't you just imagine he's having a quick piss?
Yes.
Like, that is it. Mate, he's in there for like 15 minutes. And Taylor's like, I'm never going in there again. Why'd you let him use the toilet? I said, well, who has a shit in someone's random toilet? That's a quick piss thing. That's going to go to McDonald's, get a coffee and do it in there.
Are you going to give this air conditioning company a plug?
Oh, no. Taylor got him on like
Airtasker?
Yes, Hipages or one of those things.
In hindsight?
Yeah, wow. Not a great idea. mate, it was the most amazing thing that's
so
happened to me.
Rude.
And I've had some fucking shit happen to me in the last week. Oh, it is. It's very rude.
I was admittedly mainly on construction sites, but I was a tradesman for 9 years.
Were you, Ralph? I can't imagine you getting your hands
dirty. You knew the rule was don't drop your kids off at the pool when you're visiting a house.
Yeah, well,
that's just
Exactly.
That's the rule.
Oh, that's exactly right. And he was like, oh, man, it was bewildering. I sat there in shock for about an hour. I was like the nerve on old mate just to sit there and go, oh, mate. Like, do you mind if I use your dunny? Like, that is just, that is a quick piss.
Absolutely. Human needs.
Yeah. It's an unwritten rule, surely. Or it should be a written rule. Like,
unwritten rule.
Yeah. I understand if you're building the house and we're not living in it or something like that. Yes. Yeah, fair enough. Because you're building it and we're not there. Yeah. And like, you're not going up to a cafe if you live there. But surely for all these tradesmen out there, like, wow, it's a quick piss and that's it. You can't be dropping turds in the dunny, especially when my missus is 9 months pregnant, 3 feet away from the toilet door. She nearly had the baby then.
Never mind corona.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, geez,
that is fucking disgusting. Isn't there toilet etiquette? I mean, maybe it's different for girls and guys. Like, there's toilet etiquette. A lot of people don't go number twos in public places.
Well, I think
save it for your own home. Well, I mean, if you're desperate, go to McDonald's. I'd hope he viewed
my place as a public place. Well, he maybe thought it was his own home.
At times in the past, has Taylor accused you of treating your house as a public place?
She won't. Yes. Yeah. My toilet's the ensuite, pretty much. She goes downstairs. Yeah. I'm not a big fan guy.
You're gross.
What?
It's fucking disgusting. Just sit there and just sniff it in.
Well, I just put
basket.
It's too light. It's two buttons I have to press. I don't even put the fan on in the shower. I can't. I don't know.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You've got mold. Oh,
where would you like me to start?
Do you have damp problem in your bathroom?
No.
How does it air out? Do you have a window?
Taylor goes, "You're fucking disgusting," and presses the fan.
You know what? I have the same conversation at home. I don't use the main bathroom. I've got a whole separate bathroom for the same reason. And I'll come on in the morning and turn the fan on. He goes, "We've got a fan problem in this house. People leave fans on because you don't fucking turn it on."
Yeah. Well, I have the aircon on, but
what's the aircon going to do?
I don't know. It's like a fan, isn't it?
No, that's an extractor fan. It extracts the stench.
Maybe you should have come over and fixed me aircon instead of old mate who shit me downstairs toilet.
Good Lord. So,
yeah, that was the most amazing thing that's happened.
Anything else happened recently?
Yeah. Well, the other thing, yeah, so.
The Albion opened.
Yeah, so, man, I've been flat out. Yeah. That was fun, yeah. We're back open this weekend, so I have to get back in there.
It was so big the first time you needed a week off.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's nice of Dan Andrews to shut the Albion down. I'm sure Taylor was in cahoots with him so that you could actually be at the birth, because there would have been a high chance that you weren't.
Yeah, so I was in lockdown, so it was It was wild, yeah.
So, Sam, it seems like we were on the same path, because I'm sort of texting, or in our group chat, I'm a bit sort of delicate about it, thinking, Taylor must be due any day now. Yeah, and surely. I said to Racetrack Sue last night, I don't know if is he coming from the hospital. She said it was in the Herald Sun. He's already had a...
I text him during the week just because I knew you were due, but I wasn't sure. And I was like, I'm thinking of you, man. Like, hope it goes well.
Social media feed, nothing.
Nothing. And he wrote back and goes, I literally said, thinking of you and Taylor this week, hope it all goes well. Yeah. And he goes, thanks, Sam. Mum and Bub are doing well. Are we doing a podcast? I was like, Mum and Bub are doing well. That means the baby's here. Don't just jump to the podcast. I'm like, he has had the baby, but
nothing
in the group.
It's not on social media, though.
Yeah, so now you come at 4:36 on Saturday Arvo. Yeah, so,
what's that about lightning stakes time?
Yeah. So, no, it was... There was 15 seconds to go in the Memphis Lakers game.
Were you alive in a little investment?
I was alive. Yeah, and the tennis was going on. This baby's cost me a fortune the 5 days in lockdown, because I had two games of basketball going on, the tennis. He's cost me a fortune. But, yeah, so we had him together, so I went through everything together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she pumped him out in like 90 minutes.
Fuck off, did she?
Yeah.
That is unheard of.
Yeah, so we went in.
Wow.
Went in Friday night, and we got in there about 9 o'clock, and they checked her obviously and said,
"Did you go to the tennis on the way? Because Victoria hadn't quite locked."
Yeah, no, I didn't go to the tennis. Not a big tennis fan. I've got a question about the tennis later too, anyway. But about warming up. But
sorry, you went into the hospital.
Yeah, so we went in, like, she checked him, like they checked her and said, "Oh, so they give her the gel or something to." Bring it on. So, and they said, "You better stay just in case." I went home, went to bed, Got up, like
Starfish.
Yeah, that was great. Well, I've got this. Got these.
Probably the last time in your life.
We've got this unbelievable new bed now too. Like, we've got two mattresses. Like, ones that go up and down and like get in like an anti gravity position. It's got massage and stuff like that. So we've got our own beds now.
What about for Taylor?
Yeah, pardon.
What about for Taylor's side?
No, we've got the same. We've got two different ones. Yeah. Wow.
That's very cool.
But yeah, so I went in about 7 a.m. and nothing had changed. So they give her twice the dose, and then. Her doc said, well, I'll be back at like 2 o'clock. So I was like, fucking hell. So
I've got to ask, twice a dose were you? Because you did everything together up until then.
Yeah.
Nothing for you?
No, nothing. No, so this was like a gel to bring on. There was no, she had it naturally, no drugs at all. Let me tell you.
Wow.
We'll get to that.
So just quickly, was she induced Friday night?
Yeah. She had only a little bit of, like the half the prescribed gel or something that to bring on the inducement or whatever. She wasn't
dialed. Was that because she was already having Braxton Hicks?
No, they just wanted to, because we had some dramas early, like 6-7 weeks ago. So
Roger that.
So got him out. So she got in. She got back in at 2:30. Broke her waters at like 2:55.
How was that for you?
Well, I was watching the basketball. Didn't.
Well, dang.
No. So this whole. So we'll get. I was just laying there. I would been there for from seven. So it was pretty boring, because Taylor.
It was pretty boring.
This was before Taylor's water broke. So we're just sitting there. Taylor was sitting on thing on the bed with like the CTG scan or whatever, just scanning the baby's heart rate and her and stuff. So there wasn't much to do, and because of COVID, I couldn't leave again. So it was we got told the rule was if you left the building, you couldn't come back till the next day.
Ooh.
So like, I couldn't go like have lunch or go for a walk or just fucking get out and get some air. Yep. So 5 days, I'll talk about being in lockdown too. But so I was just sitting there, just had the tennis and the basketball on, just passing the time, and then a doc come in, broke her waters, and then so this was 2:55, and then obviously, I told you she was born in 90 minutes. He was born in 90 minutes. So it obviously happened really quickly. And they asked her if she wanted the gas. She was like, no. Like, we had all these fucking birth plans and all this kind of shit ready to go, mate. In the end, I touched her once. She told me to piss off. I was just like Bobby Boucher, the water boy. I was walking around with a cup of water with a straw, just going, do you want some of this? I was Bobby Boucher. That's pretty much all I did. The birth plan went out the window because it would come so quickly. So, you know, with an hour in or something, she was like, I could tell she was in some pain.
How could you tell that, Dane?
Oh, well, I know Taylor the screams.
any swears coming your way?
No, she told me to piss off once. I went, because we had all this like fucking birth plan. Now she made me study and like read books and watch videos now. So I come over to try and give her a pressure point, or not a Chris Judd, Brendan Favola pressure point, but like, you know, like in the back, and she's like, piss off, I don't want to be touched right now. I was like, well, it's my fault, is it? Yeah, why, exactly.
Well, I studied hard for this.
Exactly.
Practice. You will take this pressure.
I don't think she was thinking of you at the time.
Pardon?
It sounds like she wasn't thinking of you.
It's quite rude, isn't it?
Very selfish.
So, yeah, she was like starting to get in some pain, and she was like, the midwife came in and was like, listen, you're only 1 centimeter dilated. You got another 10, 12 hours of this. Do you want the fucking epidural? And I was like, yes, please, I'll have it. we're in this together. You know, we're pregnant together. So she was like, I looked at her and she wanted a natural birth. And I was like, fuck, there's no need to be a hero. Like, none of us care that we our parents had drugs when they probably had drugs leading up to our birth as well. And then I was like, listen, if you're in pain, you don't need to be fucking hero. No one cares. She was like, yeah, righto. I can't do another 10, 12 hours. This is fucking killing me. So the anaesthetist was in another hospital, and then so Taylor's in the bathroom now, and like it was getting loud, and like I was just, and the midwife came in, and I was like, listen, like, you know, like everyone, I was with Taylor, I was like, she's got an amazingly high pain tolerance. So I'm sure this is not, she doesn't have another 10, 12 hours of this, or something's going on. You need to check her. She was in the bathroom, like fucking carrying on. So got her on the bed and checked her and said, I can see the head. So, and she was like,
go time.
Yeah. So then this was literally as the anaesthetist walks in. So everyone was like, fuck off, because the bloke is like, get out. So he's walked in, goes, tell me, he's like, piss off. So he's left, tells her what. She goes, mate, you got 3 or 4 minutes left. That's it.
Right.
So you got to push. So then
keen to get out.
Mate, the noise, like the screams and the noises. Like, I looked out the window and I seen about 15 pregnant women run out like this, run out the street, and mate, they want nothing to do with it. But she knocked it out in like 3 or 4 minutes later. He was born. It was crazy. So she killed it.
And are we going to keep calling it it?
No, he's got a name. We decided it last night. So she was amazing. She wanted a natural birth in. She got it. Now I said to her, for the next one, are you going to have natural birth? She goes, fuck that, I'm walking in with an epidural. She goes, I've done it. So it came really quickly. Obviously, she killed it. That was amazing, yeah. So
3 points.
And what were you feeling at the time? Because it's not all about you, but what were you feeling? Well,
When he first came out?
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, I didn't cry. I thought I'd like start bawling and like, but it didn't. It took me a little bit. Maybe I was probably like in shock or surreal. I was just looking, because it happened so quickly. We didn't have really time to think. Like, and because the pain went from 0 to 100 with Taylor straight away, because she comes so it comes so quickly. It was before you knew it, we had him. And I was like, cut the cord. And so it wasn't like I started bawling or anything. It's probably took me a while. I guess maybe it was shock or the whatever it was to get going. And then obviously, it's cool. It's great. I don't do
you
much.
You got left by yourself?
Yeah, so they left and like left him on Taylor for an hour or so.
But then with just you, did you have that time with just you?
Skin
to skin? I've had some skin to skin time. I've had all
How
that.
How do you feel about your tattoos? Did he have anything to say?
Well, no, he doesn't really know anything yet. But listen, It's going good. The first 3 nights, he didn't say a word, but, mate, the fourth night in hospital, fuck. And because I've only, he just wouldn't stop crying and just wanted to feed. And because I've only ever had a dog, I was like, can I smack him on the nose?
No, you cannot smack him on the nose.
Because you can tell a dog to shut up. So I was like, mate, shut up.
Fourth night. Oh.
Like, mate. And I was like, Taylor, please get him to stop crying. I'm trying to sleep. I was like, because I've only ever known a dog. You can smack dogs on the nose. You can tell them to stop.
Yeah,
you can't do this with babies. Yeah,
no.
And they,
no, you can't.
Obviously,
no,
they don't understand.
No, they don't.
They don't understand. Tell them to be quiet. So I was like, I've had enough of this already.
And you know that
I'm 4 days in, and I want to tap out.
Home now?
Yeah, so we got home yesterday.
Have you got the speaker? Or was baby in the
baby
room?
Baby monitor.
No, we got him in that snoo in the room at the moment.
Right.
You know that you personally are not allowed to use the phrase "I'm tired" for the next at least 18 to.
Why?
To
I was a bit tired years. This morning, actually. I was a bit tired. So it's
in comparison, doesn't compare.
It's a bit weird that it is a bit weird that I'm now not the most important person in my life.
Yes.
Yes.
How does that sit with you?
It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Have you had a conversation with him about this?
Yeah, don't worry about that. I've told him. Because I enjoyed being selfish and being able to do what I want when I want.
Yeah, no, it's great. You're quite good at it, I'd say.
Yeah, so that's quite upsetting. But no, listen, he's a little champ. He's going well. Would you like to know his name?
Yes, I would like to know his name.
So Taylor won. So his name's Tate.
I love it.
So Tate Hale, which is my mum's maiden names.
Amazing.
Middle name, and then Wilson Swan. So Tate Hale Wilson Swan is his name.
Love it.
Where's Wilson from?
That's Taylor's last name.
Oh, okay, yep. Sorry.
Yeah. So Taylor won. We had a couple of names.
Yes.
And I was like,
talk us through that.
So even though we went through this together, so we had two. We were down to two or three, and I had another one that I liked that I wanted, and she loved Tate from the start. So I was like, righto, you can have this one. The next one, I get final decision.
Right.
Really? Like,
is that how it went?
And yeah.
Do you think that'll
happen? Well, but she was like, what do you mean you can say anything? I was like, well, obviously if I say I want him to be called Adolf, you can probably fucking veto that.
Illegal.
Or Osama or something like that. So as long as we like both names, and if you're leaning towards
what
one.
What you're saying
and
is you get some Trump points.
No, so if she likes one and she likes my one, I get to choose, you know what I mean?
Votes,
so because I like Tate, obviously, but it wasn't my numero uno, so a bit the same. If she really likes one and I really like one, but we both like it, I get it.
Yeah, so I enjoyed that sort of debate because it was like, you know, we'd have a real good thorough go through them all and discuss all the pros and cons and then just did it Sue's way. So
yeah,
beautiful.
Well, hopefully that happens for me one day. But I don't know with my partner if I'll get my way.
So we got home yesterday and I was like, babe, how do you feel now you're on holidays for the next 18 months?
You didn't say that.
Yeah. Well, she's on holidays.
Okay, that goes in with I'm tired. Throw that phrase out. Also, so, don't say things like,
no, I was like, well, you're on holidays for that. I go, does it feel weird that you're on holidays for the next 18 months? So, like, because you're usually so, like, work and got
on holidays.
Can't slow down. She didn't really give me the response I was looking for.
Well, what were you thinking she was going to say?
I'm looking forward to a nice little break for 18 months. Yeah.
So you think she's going to be having a break for 18 months? Just. She's lounging around, swanning around the house.
Well, she's not working.
Well, she's not working at a place like of work.
She's going to be working, getting that smell out of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Working around the clock.
But she's killing it. And just a bit like the baby moon. Now I've been sold as a push present.
Yes.
Where on earth did a push present come in? What about a push present for me? What about a water boy present?
Sorry, what's a push present? They're pushing the baby out.
Yeah, yes, now you need a present.
Oh, so weird. Caesarean, so that's how I got out of it.
Oh, she doesn't get one.
So now I have to get a push. I wish she was still in lockdown so I couldn't go anywhere and buy anything.
Has she given you a hint as to what she wants for a push present? Or have you got an idea?
She's not like that. But I'll have to get her something. I guess
what about a diamond ring that would sit on her left finger?
No, that's not happening.
She hasn't said anything to me.
I give her the miracle of life. I think that's the best present anyone could ever give anyone.
What did you do in this circumstance? You pumped and dumped 9 months ago.
Yeah. Well, that's the miracle of life. That's the birds and the bees, Samantha. How it works.
She did the rest.
No, we didn't. We did it.
Oh, we did it. Okay.
We did it together.
And that's probably why you're both tired.
Yeah, I'm pooped.
Did you just get a flashback date as to why it was important to get Samantha on the show to say things like that that we never could have previously?
Well, the night of conception it was an early morning. It was about 8 a.m. So we just got to bed. So I was surprised you didn't come out with three eyes or something like that.
Good Lord.
But it was a big night.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
All right, lots of questions, and a lot of them are leading to the topic of the minute. So, firstly, from Samantha, 112, not a question, just want to wish Taylor and Dane all the best for their new arrivals. Lovely.
Yeah, and everything's going well. Mum and baby is healthy. They actually slept reasonably well last night.
Grandparents too. What have we?
Yeah, well, fucking randomly enough, my sister gave birth Friday night, so their cousins, they're 16 hours apart or something like that.
That's really cool.
And that's your sister's first?
Yep. So
Did she have a boy or a girl?
She had a boy called Quinton or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. So
it's your nephew.
We're going over tomorrow, which will be Friday, which is also Wednesday somewhere in the world, Ralph.
Yes.
So we're going over to see. We obviously can't see everyone because of the lockdown, but we're going to go over and see him, take Tate over and see Mum and Dad. They're obviously dying to meet him. My sister and her husband are renovating their house, so they're living with Mum and Dad. So Mum and Dad have got a newborn for the last 6 months. So they're going to get it. They've had a rude awakening now. So I'd imagine Tate will be the favourite.
First baby in the house since you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fucking oath. But yeah, so it's good that they're 16 hours apart, so they'll be nice and close.
They're going to run amok.
Yeah, absolutely. And
do you imagine? Good Lord.
Yeah, no, everyone's going really well. Taylor, like I said, Taylor's killing it. And she's a weapon.
Are you going to be sharing feeds? Have you worked this out with Taylor? Like, Yeah, because you work from home, Dane, so it's not like you have to get up and leave the house.
Well, I'm
early.
Not. I'm working here right now. So, listen.
Was it strategic so you could leave the house?
Yes. I think I will. Taylor can't not sleep for the next 6 weeks. You know, even though she loves it and is already an amazing mother, which I knew she would be. Yeah, I think she's going to start expressing or getting bottles so, like, I can – do like the last one before she goes to bed, like 9, 10 o'clock or whatever it is, and so she can maybe sleep till 3 o'clock in the morning and get him in the night. I woke up this morning and she wasn't in bed; she was on the couch with the dog and him. So him in the.
That's a very good exploit. We haven't broached that topic yet, Barney.
How's Barney coping?
He was a bit weird, like, because he's hearing noises. Because when he starts crying, like, his ears just prick up and goes, "What the fuck is that thing?"
Does he also go, "Shut up"?
Yeah. Well, he's apparently, like, so I left this morning to go fix up my dad bod and see if I had dad strength at the gym. Apparently, he didn't bark. Like, usually goes off his tits in the morning for his breakfast, but apparently he didn't. He obviously ate it, but so whether he knows or not already in 24 hours that he can't bark in the morning, I'm not sure. But he was up on the bed as well with the baby, so there's four of us up there now, so it's a fucking full house.
All right, from the only risk, have you picked a name for the baby boy yet?
Yes,
Swanee?
Tate.
It's a Tate, yeah. Biggest great congratulations, name. By the way. From the real KP, Dane, what's it like to give birth? I'm a male carrying a baby just like you did. Want some tips?
Mate, it's tough.
Yep.
One thing, don't take your betting account in there, because it's all I did. It was just had multis going because they don't have.
It's boring, isn't it?
So I'd like, literally, as the baby popped out, the Lakers and Memphis were down. I had took the overs, 220.5. It was on. I had the Lakers at the line into the over. It was 220 with like 17 seconds to go, and Memphis were down by a heap. And they just threw up a fucking bullshit shot and missed. So I lost that, but I gained a baby. But listen, it was okay. We did it, like I said, we both did it naturally.
Yep.
I wish I wanted to take some drugs for it. I wanted to give me the gas. I wanted to take anything I could, but
captain said no.
Yeah, but the boss said no. So, but listen, we got it done. It was a tough 90 minutes, but we punched it out and we're happy and healthy, which is nice.
Absolutely. From Metamick, Swanee, did you win money on the Super Bowl? What did you have?
Yeah, I said here I was going to said I was going to take the Bucks. So I did. Yes, I did. I had a double the over two, which obviously didn't happen. I had the Bucks, which were fucked. But the Super Bowl does. I can't remember. Did it go over? Didn't go over, did it?
Over
the score, line. Yeah. Total points.
The total points? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think
so. I was just watching the betting line, which was blown out.
I took the Bucks, obviously, Tom Brady. Yeah, it was an amazing game. Actually, the game was a bit shit in the end, wasn't it? Because it was like, it was over. I just kept waiting for Mahomes to fire up, but he never did, which was good. When I tweeted that Tom Brady has a bit of Dustin Martins, you would not believe some of the fuckwits in the replies.
Give us some highlights.
No, because Channel
– just off the top of your head, though.
No, because I didn't look that, but like, I think – one of the footy
Channel 7 did
put it on on their Instagrams.
Yeah.
And like, you could probably find it. But like, some of the fuckwits to think that I am deadly serious that Tom Brady is like Dustin Martin. And listen, I love Dustin. Obviously, and he's the best clutch finals performer in football, in Australian football history. But come on.
What an issue.
Like, yeah. But like, how fucking stupid do you have to be to think I'm deadly serious thinking that Tom Brady's got a bit of the Dustin Martin genes? Like, the people that were dead set trying to refute the claim that I think that Tom Brady has a bit of the Dustin Martins about him is mind-blowing and it's bewildering. And so if you – and even like on my Twitter, a lot of people were still commenting. Like, if you don't by now understand the way I talk on Twitter and stuff.
Why are you there?
Exactly. Like, complete and utter morons. Like, they think I'm dead set. But but he's unbelievable. If he's not the greatest team sport athlete of all time,
Dustin.
You know, yes, absolutely. He's right there with Jordan. If he's not Will Chamberlain, but it was a different era. I mean, Bill Russell, but it was a different era. Wasn't professional and stuff like that.
I just like put him on a podium. He's on the podium with any of them now, isn't he?
Tom Brady.
I think
Tom Brady or Dustin?
Super Bowl, to be honest.
Probably. From Brad, Swanee, where exactly are your Brownlow and Premiership medallions right now?
Above the snoo?
No, so Brownlow, the radio channel has it. They wanted it for some fucking swim carnival, so I had to give it to them, which took me a while to find. It was in my pajama drawer, actually. Wasn't in the safe, which I assumed it would be. I found one Anzac Day medal. Found a couple of runner-up best and fairest from under-10s. And what was the other one?
Premiership or Brownlow?
Premiership I don't have. I'm pretty sure mum and dad have got it. They've had it since 2010. Well, I hope they may have sold it. I'm not sure. Swans haven't fallen on hard times yet, so they may still have it. The Brownlow is with Kiss FM. They may have sold it.
From M. Witz, if you could keep one of Dictator Dan's ISO rules, what would it be?
Dictator Dan's. Well, if you've got one.
I don't really know. You keep one of them.
Well, Dane's thinking of that. Give us 2 minutes about what's going on at the tennis, can you?
Well, my Dictator Dan rule, first of all, would be to keep the 1.5 metres because how fucking annoying is it when you're standing in line and some fuckwit's standing on the back of your shoes? Like, it's like the close talker. Yeah. I can feel you breathing down my neck. Move back. Now that there's, like, people don't stand on the stickers, but now that it's, like, illegal to stand closer than 1.5, I quite enjoy that personal space at the line, so I'd keep that one.
Well, to be honest, I wouldn't mind every 6 months just a 2-week lockdown. Like, don't have to talk to anyone, like, don't have fuck to go off. Anywhere. Yeah, exactly. You know, just get away from where you don't have to make excuses up. So I wouldn't mind that every 6 months just for 2 weeks so we know the date's coming, like, end of whatever.
You can plan for it.
Yeah, just go, righto, these 2 weeks, don't have to see anyone, just sit at home, be a sloth. I could, you know, hopefully, maybe during like the NBA season or NFL, right. During something, so at least I've got something to watch. Yeah.
So the athletes can't go into lockdown.
Yeah, but that's probably a rule I would like to see brought into Australia. Just every 6 months, just 2 week set and forget.
2 weeks.
A little bit of a detox. Don't have to see anyone. Don't have to go outside. You've got an excuse to sit on your couch for 2 weeks straight.
What about tradies have to social distance from you, Dunny?
Forever.
Oh, fuck. I'll tell you what. I can't believe that's not a rule.
I do wonder if his desire to have a 2 week lockdown every 6 months will change when Tate grows, say, into the terrible twos, or perhaps when he's teething, or, you know, even when there's another one come along and they're fighting over toys. I wonder if your opinion may change. We'll check back in a couple of years.
It may.
From Vanessa, Dane, how do you think Collingwood will go without Eddie? Well, next week, because your brain's been a pretzel. Was that true over the past week?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's been a while.
He's very tired.
It's been a while. How many hours? It's been a lot of hours.
So we're not avoiding the topic, but we'd rather you talk about it properly.
We'll do a separate pod on it.
So next week we'll deep dive into
it. It deserves it.
Well, yeah, it's sad to see Ed go out the way he did by the media and probably end up getting him in the end. And I understand what he did before. If he resigned because of the words he used and his a little bit of his behaviour, and fair enough, but the way they got him for misspeaking or something.
Out of 100 billion chances, how many of the 100 billion do you think it was that he meant that it was proud for Collingwood? Yeah. They did a report about racism.
Well, exactly. Well, you couldn't write your own ticket. Yeah. But it's very sad to see. It. You know, and listen, before we do talk a lot, I'm always going to be support and be good to people who are good to me. So, you know, no matter what anyone does in the world, I'm always going to support the people who have been good to me, whether you like it or not. In the end, it's everyone's opinion. My opinion is he should have stayed on till the 12th, until the end of his term in this year or whatever he was giving it up. He's made some mistakes, but fucking tell me a person who hasn't.
Yeah.
He's an easy person to pick on and to, because he puts himself out there and he's so open. And yeah, he's made blues and he'll be the first one to admit that, you know, some things he said have been horrible and he wished he could take them back. But, you know, I can tell you now the club wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him in 98. So a lot of people do owe him a lot of things. Yeah, he's fucked up, but tell me one person
Everyone
wasn't.
Has.
Just one more. Because he has always been Collingwood first and I've had a different insight to you, but I was with him for 10 years during that period when he became president and I think I've had a fair close insight there. He would never, ever, ever compromise Collingwood of whatever criticism anyone's ever got for him.
Yeah.
He would never compromise that club.
It's always been first to his detriment. And his family. So the amount of time he put more time into Collingwood than any other of his paid gigs, and he doesn't get paid for it.
Yes.
That just shows you how much he loves it. I can't imagine how much he'd be worth, but in the tens of millions of dollars easily.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do anything for Collingwood, but because he loved them, and it was his one thing he put the most time into, and he got paid nothing for it because he loved them and he wanted to see him succeed. Now, sad what happened, but listen, we'll move on and they'll find someone else. No one will ever be Eddie McGuire. It's just a fact that everyone knows that. No one will ever be Ed. No one will ever be able to replace him, but they'll try and do their best and they'll move on. And hopefully with all the shit that's gone down, they can move forward and learn from, their mistakes or whatever just fucking be a happy place down there.
Where I was going with it was I think he ended up putting Collingwood first because after as we found out 2 years ago, once the cancel culture goes after you're just about fucked. And yeah. I think in the end, and I don't know this, so I haven't spoken to him, but I think in the end he put up his hand and said, well, it's going to be the best thing for the club if I resign now.
Yeah.
And that's putting Collingwood first. Yeah, that, absolutely, to me, is my read of it. What do you think?
Yeah, man, absolutely. He's probably forced out a bit, you would imagine. And listen, it comes for everyone. No one does anything forever.
Yep.
So apart from maybe be a parent, which now I am. But, it was a sad day for him, sad day for Collingwood. But fucking life goes on. I'm sure Ed will be fine now sitting down in his porty manner, having a couple of beers, doing whatever the fuck he likes. So I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it'll be fine.
Well, like I said, we'll talk about it properly and we're not going to avoid any issues, but we've got to give Dane a chance to actually get his head around it. From Jake, is it true you're locked in for a game with the Park Ridge Pirates in Queensland this year?
Who are they?
So that I would suggest that isn't true then.
No, well, it may be. I haven't checked my schedule.
he hasn't looked at his email.
But I think there was talk of me going up there. Would you say Gold Coast?
Queensland.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, you got to give back to the people.
Well, listen.
Talk to them.
Well, listen, COVID's been a tough year for a lot of clubs. A lot of clubs out there struggling.
Exactly.
Guys, so if I can go up there and go anywhere and maybe, raise a bit of... Yeah, chuck the boots on, get a big crowd, get the bar pumping there, maybe do a show for them afterwards. But listen, I'm all about giving back.
I'm a man of the people, Sam. With all due respect, Dane, I really do. I did wonder why they got past footballers to clubs. So apart from bringing their skill set, it's to get money.
I don't have a skill set anymore, but
I think
it's more if they get a – so if, get especially, especially when it's gated. The crowd, right. So if they get usually, I don't know, how many people would go to a normal Suburban game? A couple hundred? 50? Hundred. So if a big name goes there or whatever, they might get, say if they get 2,000 for the game.
Makes sense.
Their bar and that, so.
A lot of food and beverage goes through.
Exactly. So I think that's,
makes sense,
they'll make their money back. And then you do a show, then you do like a sportsman's that night. So then they pay for tickets for that. So I think that's the idea of getting like a big name to go to a club. So so I don't think they really care whether you win or... I don't know what competition they are, but I don't expect me, I'm going to be going fucking flat knacker like it's preliminary final day fucking in the AFL. Well, that won't be happening. I'll just be floating around and my body can't. I'll be 37 in 10 days, which we haven't talked about, I don't know where my birthday is. It's pretty flat that I'm not getting a birthday. Disappointed with at home.
Why are you not getting a birthday? Because you're a dad now.
Yes. Well, worrying about it. Yeah.
Oh, is that the way it goes?
They don't care after that.
Pretty flat about that.
Sam's got to go. We got to go soon.
She's got to go to tennis. Yeah. How is tennis going?
Busy. Well, we get people back again today, which will be fun. The players have been taking the piss a little bit and having a laugh when they walk out because I still stand on the side of the court and say, "Welcome to Margaret Court in the women's quarterfinals, Dane Swan." And Dane would walk out and they acknowledge and wave to the seats and go give themselves a clap.
How good was Nick Kyrgios playing tribute to the empty crowd after he won the doubles?
Hilarious. Yeah, hilarious. Dill Alcott actually has been pumping himself up. He said afterwards, he goes, "I may look like a bit of an idiot, but I've got to do what I've got to do." He literally goes out there during warm-up and goes, "Come on, Dill. Come on, Dylan. You got this." Because there's no one there to cheer him on. And these people are used to, I guess, having a crowd.
A couple of things before we go. To one about the baby and one about tennis. So I was watching last night when they were warming up. Now, is there a rule in tennis where you have to warm up with your partner? Because with a person you're playing against? Because as we know, I wasn't a great warmer upper.
No.
So if I was playing tennis, I'd be like, I don't want to warm up. Fucking hit the ball with yourself. You know what I mean?
I think it's right. Well, is that another unwritten rule?
Well, that's what I mean. Because I would have, they warm up for 2 hours before the game. I would have got out there and maybe hit the ball twice and go, oh, fuck you. You can hit the ball for lines, boy. Like, I'm not going to warm up because I don't want to. I'm just going to come out cold and start hitting fucking winners all over the place.
Can you find out from an important person? I'll ask them.
Well, they do a warm-up before the match, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
They warm up for about half an hour beforehand and then they go back and then they come out for their four-minute warm-up.
Because my point would be, I'll play when I'm ready to play. Like, I don't want to play with you. You can play. You can warm up on your own.
Yeah.
I have no interest in warming up with you.
Tennis players are renowned as the most selfish players anyway, because but it seems like they do the right thing.
I got one effort in me, and that's from the start siren to the final siren. So I'd have one effort to be like from the first ball served to the last ball.
Well, the warm-up prior, the half an hour before the game, before people come into the stadium, they do with a hitting partner. And it's usually just like some young kid on tour or someone local that, you know, plays at local tennis club or whatever that just gets to have a hit with them. And there was a guy the other day, Djokovic, was warming up on Rod Laver, and this young kid that he was hitting with was just having the fucking time of his life. Wasn't getting many back, but he didn't care. Like, Djokovic is like, serve it anywhere, I don't care. So he was doing serves and Djokovic was just hitting them back at him, and he was like, just like walking from end to end with this grin on his face like, this guy's amazing, because the level of different, like, all know he's brilliant, but when you see him juxtaposed with a, you know, someone who's up and coming, it's like, wow.
And one more just on the baby stuff. So he was born February 13, day before Valentine's Day. And people ask how old he is. In my head, why isn't he 40 weeks old? Because isn't he alive in the mother?
Well, he doesn't get a heartbeat until six weeks.
There's a whole new sort of argument there.
So my point was, he's 40 weeks old.
Right. You reckon from the time you bite the dab cloth and do your best.
Yeah. me as a non-birthing parent.
All right, well, I've got one thing to finish with you.
Fucking ridiculous thing that is.
I'm going to address one here. So I'll combine. I've got two racing ones here. So for me, Ralphie, Probabile in a Probabile All-Star, Profiteer Slipper, Brooklyn Hustle, Oakley Plate. That's from Adzi. I agree with Probabile for the All-Star Mile. But I've got to cop the bagging. From Macca Bosco, Ralphie's tip for the Blue Diamond was a bust, didn't it?
Asshole.
Why is Ralphie's mail always rubbish? Well, my tip was Profiteer, which they then took to Sydney, and he's your mate. Yes, in he that. Okay, he scraped in by 8 lengths. And now he won so well, they didn't bring him back to the Blue Diamond. He's now running in the Golden Slipper. So that's the danger of forward forecasting, because you can do your money if they change their mind. So that's how that worked. And we'll finish with this one, Dane. From Willow, thoughts on calling it chest milk instead of breast milk for inclusiveness? Hashtag the world is fucked.
Oh, man. Well, I happened to stumble across. I didn't see chest milk. So what about groin milk? You want some of that?
Good Lord, that's what gets it done.
Yeah. Well, used some groin milk to get him out. Like, is that the same? Like, that's fucking absurd. So, no, hold on.
There is a reason that they're doing it. Oh, in the beginning, I was outraged as well.
Gestational. I can't even say gestational. How do you say that word?
Gestational.
Gestational. That is one of the more absurd things I've heard in my life. As if, like, so when the baby's born, you know, when they go, dad, I'm a gestational parent. Like, as if a kid can't pronounce gestational when he's a baby.
No.
He's already doing dad imitations.
That's how I talk to the dog. But, yeah, birthing parent, non-birthing parent. I'd argue with that, because we're in this together.
Yeah.
So we both gave birth to him. So to all those people out there, fuck you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.